basically back in here in January of 2022, we've broken below this bullish trend here. Not the entire bullish trend, just this upper leg of it. We entered into this full bearish structure here, and then we have been in a new bullish structure since then. I think this has one more leg to go to take out these highs up here at 46.33.50, and then we'll have to look at different exhaustion levels up above.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. It's the last day of November. Figured we'd touch base with Michael Moore, Moore Analytics. You find him at Moore, M-O-O-R, analytics.com. Questions, comments, whatever, send me an email, kl@carrielutz.com. And Mike, it's great to have you back on the show. So we've had quite a run-up in the S&P and in the indexes, haven't we?
Yes. Thank you very much for having me on, Carrie. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
Sure. So what's doing in the market here? We got some charts to look at, eh?
Sure. So I'm a technical analyst, so my analysis of the markets is strictly from price action, or any of your followers that normally look at fundamentals. So my charts may look like hieroglyphics with all of these lines all over them, but these charts are not really designed for presentations to audiences. They're really my charts that I use for determining price movement. But right here in the S&Ps, this insert right here, this is the S&P analysis that I send to my clients every morning. So I send this out in the mornings, and then in the afternoons, I send a video podcast to everybody. So we'll just dig into what I actually sent to traders this morning. This seems like a lot of writing, but most of the upside is on hold because these are higher time frame calls. I warned holding possible macro exhaustion at 35.31, which we had the potential to trigger a bullish correction to trend with a minimum target of 37.93. and a higher time frame target of 41.90. And we held that with the 35.02 low and bounce 11.32, taking out both targets. So this has a bunch of other higher time frame calls in here. Then we had a lower time frame call. We held exhaustion above at 46.18.50, but the 46.34 high rolled over 512.25. Now that's on hold. Now on a lower time frame, this is the part of the paragraph that traders would look at in the morning. And so each of these sentences has been updated every day since they've been written. The first one being that we held exhaustion below at 41.15 with the 41.22.25 low and about 474.75. That was holding this exhaustion level right here with this red rectangle. So we'd bounce. Then the next bullish call was the break above this formation right in here. Actually, no, that was not the next call. The next call was we left this. This is a daily chart. We left a bullish reversal right here. That was on 11.1.
Mm-hmm.
And we've rallied 375 from that 42.21.50 open. Then we traded above the 42.77.75 line. That's brought in 319.5. That was the break above this line. I'm not going to go through all of them, but a more significant one here, as I said, solid penetration above 43.16.93 to 28.74 put this back above a substantial formation that warranted of higher trade for days/weeks. We've seen 268.25 of that so far. That was the break above these two lines right here, and you can see we broke above those on November 3rd, so we've been up above there almost a month, fulfilling what we said here about weeks. And then we broke above another significant formation at 44.1750 that projects this upward 295 points. We've only seen 179.5 of that so far, so that still has more to go. And then on a very short term, we broke above a minor formation at 45.6375, which brought in 33.25 of strength. And I'll show you that right here. That is this little formation right here. We broke above it, came all the way down here within 0.25. a 0.75 of the stop, and then it rallied up to here. If we break below here decently, that's going to warrant a renewed pressure. That line is going to come in at 45, 54, 71, minus 19 per hour, starting at 2 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. Let me just talk about a little bit of a higher time frame outlook, because we haven't been on for a little while, but this is a daily chart. Again, forgive all the hieroglyphics on here, but
not a problem.
Basically, back in here in January of 2022, we've broken below this bullish trend here. Not the entire bullish trend, just this upper leg of it. We entered into this full bearish structure here, and then we have been in a new bullish structure since then. I think this has one more leg to go to take out these highs up here at 46.33.50, and then we'll all have to look at different exhaustion levels up above. We hold one of those exhaustion levels, we could see a bearish correction larger than one of these corrections. But currently, right now, we're still bullish in general to the upside.
Okay. Are you still bullish to the upside? How much further can it go?
Well, I think we'll probably take out 46.33.50. Give me a second here. And then, well, I said that that one projection right here, right? The trade above 44.17.50 projects us upward 295 plus. We've only seen 179 of that so far. So we could see another 115 above that. Short term, we can still see, we can see some consolidative pullbacks in here or whatever. But in general, since we're still above those lines, this is still projected higher.
Okay. All right. So higher we go. Are we going to see a crash once it hits its peak? What's your feeling?
I do. I think we're going to see a correction from up there. I wouldn't say a full crash necessarily. But we have exhaustion levels up above to be aware of at 47.71.5 to 48.21.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then higher levels above that. Also, if we were to break above 46.33.50 and then settle below it for a couple of days, that could also trigger an early termination of that move up and roll over. Okay. And you can see just here on the charts, these are pretty major areas right here, 46.31 to 46.33.50 is a major area. So if we broke above that and really settled below it, then this thing can really start to come off.
All right. So I realize you're a technical guy. You don't really go into the fundamentals. But do you have any explanations or theories about the market's behavior, why it's gone up, why it's climbed on a wall of worry?
What a great question for a technician. So this is really more of an answer on a technical level. The straight answer to that is no, because I don't really look into the fundamentals that much. The reason why I look at things from a price action perspective is the theory behind technical analysis and looking at those prices is the current market pricing is a reflection of the sum total of all the people trading that market at that time. And what I have found over the years is that the technical analysis will get you into moves earlier than the fundamental picture paints that picture 85 to 90% of the time. And we'll get you out of that move 85 to 95% of the time earlier than the fundamentals will show you when to get out of it. So the fundamentals are what drives the market. Okay, that's the underpinning of the market. But the technicals reveal which way that those are going to turn much earlier than the fundamentals present themselves like that, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that was very clear of an answer, if that was...
Clear. As clear as we're going to get. And we're grateful for it, really.
Well, I'll give you a quick example. In the crude oil, I was getting bearish at different exhaustion levels up above here, and then we broke above a major topping pattern right here on the 6th of November. Who would call the crude oil to be bearish when there's a war break, when there's a war going on in Israel and Iran, right?
Counterintuitive for certain, right?
Right. Exactly. So, and the other thing is I started this analysis at the request of a natural gas futures trader on the floor of the New York Mercantile Exchange and a natural gas and crude oil options trader in the options pit down there. And so this analysis you know, traders in the pits on the trading floors are looking for something that's immediate and very tangible and specific. And that's what the technicals provide.
Right. Okay. I like it. I like it. On to other markets. Why don't we first look at let's look at energy, crude oil, and get it as long as you're the one who raised it, after all, right?
All right. Okay.
Let's see what we got there.
Well, we can look at crude oil. Crude oil is a sale right here. As a matter of fact, we had just broken above. Let me pull this over here. Crude oil down below, we had held exhaustion down below at 72 even with the 72.37 low and bounced up to 78.26 or 79.60. And we had broken above two different bullish formations. One right here, we saw a nice run up from. Another one right here, we saw a run up from. But then we held exhaustion right up here at 79.72 with the 79.60 high, and we rolled over. And we failed below this formation right here. And that's really key because now that projects us lower another $3.50 to the downside. That line right now comes in at 76.17 and increases 1.7 ticks per hour. To those of you that don't know the ticks nomenclature, a tick is an exchange term for the lowest increment that a commodity moves or trades in. So for crude oil, a tick would be a cent on a barrel, and your stock would currently be 101 ticks or $1 above 76.17.
Do we still do the trend in the Tron too? Or is that like totally antiquated?
The trend in the Tron?
The trend in the Tron, right?
And the trend, I mean, we used the term trend analogy.
Trend. T-R-I-N.
Oh, Trin. No, I haven't really used that. Did they use that on the in the commodities?
You know, I'm old. There used to be the Trin.
Right.
And there used to be the Tron, right?
Oh, I haven't heard that. I've always been down on a commodities exchange. That may have been more of a stock. Is that more of a stock exchange then?
Yeah. You know, they were like measurements and directions of the heading. Trin is a short-term trading tool that measures volatility in the stock market. Trend represents the relationship between advancing and declining issues by measuring their volume flow, right?
Very interesting.
Tron, you know, nobody uses it anymore. I think the computers figure all that stuff out, so they don't really care anymore.
Right.
The Tron, God, I got to find it now. But there's the Trend and the Tron stock term. Yeah, Tron. I don't know, man. It's like we're getting old here, but you know, Tron meant something else. If anybody else out there knows or remembers what the heck Tron was, please tell me. Email address kl@carrylutz.com. I will send you a pre-1965 dime for the first five people who can figure out define a Tron. Okay. And I don't mean stock Tron. I mean, what is Tron? Okay. So, anyways, and I'm not talking about the cryptocurrency Tron either.
Yeah, I think some of the nomenclature I still have is probably antiquated too. You know, if I say that, you know, this is going to come off $5 before coming off the board and rolling into the next contract, I guess coming off the board is when they used to actually write it on the board.
Yeah. And, things like the ticker, right?
Yeah.
We can really date ourselves now, right?
But, you know, we still use that terminology even on the trading floor board. We didn't even have a board. It was just a terminology that just kept the flow over, so.
And now you don't really have a trading floor either. So another thing, you know, the Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange is just a gigantic backdrop where that really happens. I think I don't even think the people work on the floor anymore. I think they're hired actors.
They just have virtual backgrounds.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It's just a backdrop. It's just a big Zoom call. You don't know this, but the stock market has been replaced by one giant Zoom call.
Exactly. And a little magician behind it all, right?
And at the big board, they'll be selling condos at the end of the month. They're going to convert. I always predicted that, Mike. Always.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Wall Street doesn't really exist anymore. It's a meme. It's a state of mind. It's not really a place anymore. I mean, yeah, Broad and Wall exists, but nothing's happening there. People live there.
I think the only thing happening there is the brass bull that's still down
there. Yeah.
Take pictures of standing next to this bull's hindquarters for some reason. I don't get it.
And the streets are blocked off, but for what purpose, I don't quite know. The residual effect of 9/11.
Yeah, I remember on 9/11, after that, I was, our building, we were the only people allowed below Chambers Street and west of Broadway for 3 months after 9/11.
Yeah. Spent a lot of my life down there, man. I went to school down there at Pace University.
Oh, did you?
Had a number of offices down there, and was really happy when I didn't have to go there anymore.
Yeah, I remember the first day going after 9/11. It was like all you smelled was all this acrid smoke, and you couldn't go any further in the subway because
horrible.
Go any further, it was gone.
Absolutely horrible.
All right, we had to march to work our first day in three single files, with people with machine guns next to us marching us to work.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got here?
Okay, so the crude oil, on the very short term, this has basically made a classic bearish structure.
Right.
A classic bullish correction against
so it's
that.
Getting higher lows now, we see that, and higher highs.
Right, but now we're breaking down. So we held this exhaustion level right here. We've taken out this bearish formation. Now this is projected lower, at least $3.50. We're probably going to come down and take out these lows down here at 72.36. And then we're going to have to look at a higher time frame exhaustion. From this higher time frame, we'll go up here at 90.27. And those exhaustion levels will come in around 70.42 to 69.91. And then lower levels down in here at 68.54 to 67.90.
Okay. All right.
And just one other thing, just you can see here, this whole formation up here is a significant topping formation. So we broke below that. We saw a nice move down here. We've corrected a bit. So this could be way more than the 3.5 also. This could be a whole new bearish structure that could dig even deeper. So we'll have to see. One last thing to say is if we were to come back up and take this line out here, this higher line, which is going to move up. Let me just say, stay where it is right now. That higher line comes in at 81.90.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow will come in around 81.96. So it moves up about 6 cents a day. If we were to break back above that line decently, then that would warrant a run for the highs again, all the way back up at 90.27. So that is definitely a level I would be paying attention to. When I use the term decent, that's not some kind of weird phrase. Decent is my terminology for a very specific volatility adjusted stop.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it just happens to be 101 ticks or $1.01, but that changes from day to day.
Okay. All right.
You want to look at the natural gas? Do you have any questions on that?
No, I think we're good on that. So we can look for lower prices there. And, you think at some point it's going higher here or what's your...
Yeah, well, there's the crude oil, that line I just gave you, the short-term line right here. Hold on. Let me just... that's one more point I should make. The short-term line that I talked about right here.
Yeah. Well, let me pull it back up here.
This line comes in at 76.17 from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today. It increases by 1.7 ticks per hour, or you could just say 2 ticks or 2 cents or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. If we were to break back above that decently, that would warrant a run right back up to 79.60.
Right.
If we take out this upper level up there, that warrants a much, much more substantial move back up to the 92.69 level. That would be about $12. But right now, we're bearish right here. You could be short with a very tight risk of about $1.50, and you'd be looking for at least $3 to the downside and a good deal more probably.
Okay. All right. Onwards and upwards here.
Sounds good. So natural gas, the winter bidding bring me down to a lower time frame.
Have you been doing too good lately, huh? We've been waiting for a breakout and nada.
Well, I've been bearish in the natural gas for quite a bit. Let me pull that up here real quick. So in the natural, I said the trade below 820.80.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bearish since 820.80, and we're trading 280 right now. So I've been bearish from 820.80. I warned a pressure. We've seen $6.26 to the downside in there. And then the trade below 718.80 also brought in $5.24. We left a bearish formation above again in here. And then the trade below 513 to 499.30 projected this downward $2.27 minimum, 370 plus maximum. We've seen $3 of that so far. So some major projections to the downside. More recently, the break below 346.90 has brought in 709 ticks pressure. And as we came down here, we've broken below a major formation up here. We've really been coming off from there. We held exhaustion levels here, bounced a bit. Another one here, bounced a bit, but couldn't generate a bullish correction. And we're still heading lower. The next exhaustion level below is 250.70. If we were to break above this formation coming in right above, which comes in at 285.50, mm-hmm. minus two per hour starting at 2 o'clock p.m., a decent break above there would project this upward just, 150 ticks minimum. It's not a very major formation, but it could generate into a higher time frame bullish correction, which could be substantial. We'd have to see. If we were to get back above these levels up in here around the 345 to 350 area, then that would probably bring in strength up to the 386 levels. And let me just zoom out for a second here on a daily chart. This is a 60-minute chart. I'm going to go to daily chart right here and just zoom out with you for a minute here. This is each one of these bars represents a day's trading activity. So you can see here we came up and we started this whole new bear trend in here. So we've been in this bearish slide for quite a while. We had a long sideways period in here that it looked like this might be a base, but then we just cracked down below it and really came down in here. So it's not the best thing for natural gas because for a trader's perspective anyway, because usually when you get down to these levels, your volatility becomes a lot lower. Unless we were to see some big new spike to the upside, we'd have to see. Do you have any questions on that before I move?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. You want to take a look at the S&P 500 next?
Okay.
I'm good. Okay. Wait, we did the S&P first. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah. No, not the S&P. Yeah. Let's do gold.
All right. Gold. All right. So gold, I'm going to really come out at a really high time frame for everybody watching. This is a weekly time frame. Sorry, that's not the right chart. Bear with me a moment. Okay. So this is a more significant chart. I want to give you some perspective here on a much higher level because there are... we're really at some critical levels in here. Get rid of some of this stuff here.
Okay.
All right. So gold, I cautioned at 816.18 at the break above 1179, warrant of renewed strength. We've seen 905 an ounce from that. And then the break above 1347 projected this up at 80 minimum, 320 plus maximum. We saw 744 of that. Now, this sentence has literally been updated every day since August 16th, 2018. Why am I bringing it up? Because that's when I first got bullish right in here. And then mm-hmm. broke of this basing formation, which basically substantiated that this part of it was the beginning of a bull trend, right? So we've seen one, two, three, four, and now five, the likely last stretch in this bull trend up into here. So up in here, we have to look at the possibilities of exhaustion levels. I don't have them drawn on here right now. If we hold an exhaustion level up there and really fail back down through all these areas, we could see a much larger bearish projection correction than these. Currently, right now, though, we have broken back above this major line. Sorry, I'm moving this around a little bit. And that comes in at 205.73 to 205, excuse me, 2057.30 to 2057.10. So that warrants a higher trade right now. If we fail back down through that solidly, that will negate the bullishness above it. Solid today happens to be $8.10. on a lower time. I just wanted to show you that all because that's just a higher time frame perspective on where we are structurally in the markets.
Okay.
Now, you know, two things could happen. We can, since this is consolidated here for quite a while after a big run up, right? We could see another significant run up into the last stretch. That's a possibility. But if we break above all this stuff and really make some damage back down into it, we could see a drop right back down to these lower levels here. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to talk duplicitly out of my mouth on either sides. I'm just trying to say that this level, these general levels right here are very important to understand and watch what the market does around them, because that will dictate what the market does for the next significant amount.
Mm-hmm. This is the longest gold has stayed over 2,000, isn't it?
Yep. For quite a while. Yep.
So that in itself is potential bullish indicator?
Yeah, but like I said, I think we're in the last stretch of this move up. So that could mean, I'll do a couple of quick calculations right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that would leave the first exhaustion level would be up around 2,222 to 2,263 an ounce, and then the next level up above that will be around 2,387 an ounce.
Right.
And then to go down to some lower time frame, the lower time frame picture. Excuse me. Okay, so in a lower time frame, I warned on 10.6 of strength, and we left a moderate bullish reversal below.
Mm-hmm.
And I update these, like I said, every day from inception. That was holding these lows. Back down in here, we have the major exhaustion level right here. We've got the bullish reversal. Then we broke above a macro formation right here, which I'll talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. Came up into here. I got bearish here, bearish here, bearish here. That all turned around in here, and then bullish above this and bullish above here, and now we're running to the upside. I'm just going to kind of recap that a little bit. So I said a 10.6 order strength. We've seen 227 higher from the 18.4520 10.6 close. Then I said the trade above 1940.90 projects us upward 22 minimum, 104 plus maximum. We've attained 131.8 of that so far, attaining that. By the way, when I say 104 plus maximum, people say, well, what does that mean, 104 plus maximum? Some formations have a minimum projection and a, quote, maximum projection. But if the market is trending in that direction, obviously, you can see far more than the maximum. The market is currently trending in this direction. That is why we've seen more than the maximum. And that's why I say 104 plus maximum. That makes sense.
Yeah, total. Total. Get it.
So yeah, we're right up near these really high key levels. If we fell back down through that level I was talking about earlier, solidly, that'll warrant a pressure again. Let me just take another look at this. And then very short term, we got some tight little formations right here. This formation right above comes in at 206.50, 20.
Bear with me. I'm sorry. I'm
moving around too many markets here. No problem.
Right.
I got to get my right nomenclature. 20.65 even, minus 2 per hour, starting at 1:30 p.m. It's now 2:30, so that's going to come down 2 points. But decent break above there. I'll just project this upward, you know, $10, $15. If we break below this formation down below, that's a more substantial formation. And this could really have some down, not very substantial, but to the tune of, let's see here.
Got it.
So you can see $42 to the downside below there. That comes in at, we'll just redraw this, at 230, that's going to come in at 20.42.40. Plus 2.7 per hour, a decent break below there. Decent break is going to be around $7. You're going to risk $7 back above it. But a decent break below there, probably project this downward about $42 minimum. If we were to break below that decently and back up through it decently, that would be an excellent opportunity to get long. And then I would look for the market to run right back up, take these highs out, and keep on going.
All right.
All right.
All right. I like it. All right. On to Bitcoin.
Sounds good.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You get a lot of Bitcoin viewers? Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? That's interesting. Okay. So yeah, Bitcoin. Coins. Well, then, all right. So then I'm just going to go to a higher time frame for all you Bitcoin advocates out there. This is a chart that basically has all the calls a lot of the lines that I've made calls on over the past couple of years. I started analyzing the Bitcoin back, I guess, back in December of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But we've made a long, forget, don't worry about all these lines. I know they look ridiculous. This is just my own analysis, so that these are just saved. But we just had this long bearish structure net in here. We started a new bull structure up. We had a bearish correction against it, and we're in the midst of a new bull structure to the upside. So let me get rid of this so it doesn't give you any headaches. And we'll drill down to the lower time frame. This is now a 60-minute chart. Again, all these lines are from past calls that I've made. All right, let me give you a little bit of higher time frame. So again, this looks like a lot of writing, right? But you'll notice that this part of the paragraph is all on hold. You'll notice that this part of this paragraph is all on hold. And,
mm-hmm.
and only this part of the paragraph is live. Why are these on hold? That's because I do each of the markets that I analyze from a hedge fund perspective. So I analyze from higher time frame down to medium time frame down to lower time frame. So for example, I said here the rollover on 11/10/21 put this in a bearish trend. I warned the sell-off should exceed $13,000 per coin from the high of 69,355. We saw 54,430 of this. So that means that this sentence has been updated every day since November 10th of 2021. And then they had various other bearish projections to the downside. Then those were all put on hold. And I said the break back above 16,275 was bullish. That brought in 23,085 of strength. Then we rolled into a lower time frame bearish correction, which I no longer talk about in here because it was all accomplished and whatever. And then I said that the trade back above 25,335 to 585 signaled we put in a low and are in a bullish trend. So we've seen 13,775 of that so far. And you'll notice I had a number of other bullish projections in here. And I said that these are off hold. Okay. So these lines all represent different formations that we've broken above and had different projections upward here and here and here. And right now we're in this consolidation phase right now. So down to the very nitty gritty as of 2 o'clock, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, or 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we have a couple different formations. This formation right above comes in at 38,934 minus 5 per hour, starting at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Decent break above there will warrant decent strength, not very significant. It's a kind of a small formation. Decent today was 625. This formation above is a more significant formation that comes in at 39,233 plus 2 per hour, starting at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if we fail back below this lower formation, that's going to come in at 38,185 plus 14 per hour. That's going to warrant a pressure for maybe $1,000 a coin, $1,200 a coin. These aren't like big formations right here. I'm just talking very short term. Mm-hmm. If we break down below this formation right here, though, that is a little bit more substantial. That's going to come in at 36,609 plus 5 per hour starting at 2 o'clock p.m. That would project this downward 3,200 a coin plus.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to break below there decently and back up through it decently, that would be an excellent opportunity to get long, because at that point you will have broken below a bearish formation, failed to break down, and broken back above it. That should propel us right back up towards these highs and beyond that. Could also be an opportunity if we broke below there and came back above, you can get in there. Then when we broke back above these other lines, you can move your stops up, and then this thing can really take off. And just backing up, sorry, let me get a cleaner chart here for you to look at for a second. Just a reminder, this was a full bull structure right here, followed by a bearish structure that was completed. And this, I believe, we're in the midst of a new bull structure. So I still think, in general, this has a lot of potential to the upside, regardless of whether we pull back and consolidate or do whatever. Also, just, you know, I said, when we came down through all this stuff back in May of 2022, especially when we failed back down below all these levels, that was pretty bearish. We came down, we dribbled all the way down into here. And then I said, if we got back above these levels, that was a sign of strength, and we've held above there. And then these next levels right up in here, we've taken all this stuff out. So these are structural things that show strength in the market and good potential in general to the upside.
Mm-hmm.
You got any questions on that?
So if we go higher, how high do you think it can go?
Well, I don't have a specific projection right here. Usually I go off of what are called projections, which are off of different measured formations. In general, since, give me a second here, let's just say that this formation right here, this structure, right, was 86,200 from there. See that to the upside minimum up in here to 41,950. But I don't really have any specific projections. We could talk about that on the next show and whatever we come back on. If I see other things, I could tell you about. But one thing I would just leave with maybe some of your viewers is probably one of the most classic mistakes that I see of, quote, investors is let's say they have a run up here and then it starts going against them. They'll hold on to it. They'll hold on to it. They'll hope that it's going to turn back to the upside and it keeps on going down. And the worst thing that can happen to them is that it actually does go in their favor. Because essentially what they're doing is they're averaging down against themselves. Because you have no idea how low a market can go. But you're better off getting out of the market when it breaks below a formation that an analyst can give you, at least a competent analyst, and then take shots on getting long again and paying for the trades and taking a number of shots on the way down to try to catch your bounce. That will cost you far less on the way down, and you can even make money on the way down.
Right.
That'll cost you far less than just holding a position and hoping as it goes all the way against you. And I just want to give you one classic example of what I'm talking about so this can be seared into everybody's heads. Because if you remember this example that I'm about to give you, and remember it, it can save you catastrophic losses in the future.
Okay.
One of the things about being an analyst for 30 years is I've seen pretty much anything in the market you can throw at you that's been thrown at you over these past years. And this is the crude oil. And when I was analyzing this, this is the adjusted daily continuation chart. Let me take it off of that for a second just to make a quick point. So when I was analyzing this, I had big bearish projections in here and called the market for about $40 to the downside. Now, I want to tell you that when it got down into here, it got really ugly, okay?
Right.
And never at any point did I say this market is, quote, oversold. The reason why I never say that something is oversold or overbought, okay? I mean, I know that we can use that terminology in certain situations in a certain perspective. But never at one time on the way down here did I say, this is just too cheap, you got to buy it, okay? And what I mean by that is, nobody ever thought that crude oil, see this horizontal line I have here? That's zero. Nobody ever thought that crude oil could go negative per barrel.
Of course.
Okay? But the valuation of this in one day went from $0 a barrel down to negative $40 a barrel. That's $40,000 per contract. Let alone if you'd bought it at $10 above there and thought it was a great deal. That'd be 50 grand a contract. Anybody, unless you had a very small position on it, could have gotten blown out of their entire portfolio on a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I could show you other examples in natural gas in the past where we've had insane moves that nobody ever thought was, quote, possible, right? These kind of moves that you've seen here where I came in and the market was double limit up overnight. For those of you that don't know what limit up means in natural gas at the time, it was 700 ticks or $7,000 a contract. The people running the overnight forgot to trip the trigger that stops the market. So the exchange decided to double the limit up and it opened double limit up overnight, 1,400 ticks. That's $14,000 per contract. And a number of traders just blew out that day. One guy I knew lost $4.5 million that day. And by afternoon, if he would have been able to hang on to his position, would have made half of it back. But that's just the point. Wasn't able to get out of it and didn't have any protection against it.
Mm-hmm.
So I make this point to say that in big moves, if we're going back to the Bitcoin, let me just pull that back up real quick. Get back to what we were talking about. Sorry, I hope I didn't. In Bitcoin on the way down here, if you were long Bitcoin, you could have caught a nice ride And then if you have somebody, whether it's me or somebody else, whatever, somebody who's competent in the market, understands what they're doing, having bearish calls, you don't have to just hold the Bitcoin and wait till it goes up. You can make money on the way down and then get long on it, get long it at different levels on, you know, down lower to ride it back up.
Sure.
What you don't want to do is just buy something and hold on to it until it goes way against you, and then be telling all your friends when it goes back into your favor how smart you were. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a recipe for disaster. Because just like I showed you in the crude, you never know how far this market is going to go against you. And although there's a lot of market sayings out there that I think are nonsense, one market saying that I think is true is the markets can stay irrational far longer than you can stay long.
Right. All right. I think we'll leave it at that. Just tell us again where we find your work, how we connect with you on the web here, Mike.
Okay. Just put it right up there. More analytics. Go to moreanalytics.com. If you are interested in getting a free trial of any of the markets that I trade, just give me a call on my phone right there and I'll set you up with a free trial. It's not listed on the website because of issues with website.
All right. Excellent. You'll find the link in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Got a question for Mike or myself? Shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And while you're at the site, just go sign up for your free newsletter. Mike, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for stopping by.
Carrie, it was a great honor. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.